So what I'd like to do today is to go through the introduction and the conclusion of the Zosa Bracha, of the Bracha. And some of us are aware, I'm sure, or all of us are aware probably, that Moshe is not the only one who blesses the tribes or the children, right? Yaakov Avinu does also. And in some sense, Moshe blessing the Bnei Yisrael is similar to Yaakov and blessing his children, in that both of these times were before transformative events. Right? Yaakov blessed his children right before they transformed into a nation. Moshe Rabbeinu blessed his nation before they also engaged in a transition, before they entered into Eretz Yisrael and they became a nation with a land. So there are similarities, but the difference between, I guess, Moshe's blessing, or one difference between Moshe's blessing and Yaakov's blessing, is that you have these introductory psukim by Moshe's blessing that you don't have by Yaakov's blessing. So I'd like to learn them with you and then suggest why that's a little bit different. Okay? That's their goal this evening. Okay? So you have this introduction. So we'll read it here. Vezos HaBracha, we have here Devarim Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Vezos HaBracha Shebrach Moshe Yishalkim Es B'nei Yisrael. This is the blessing. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem, Vayomer, and he said, Hashem mi Sinai ba. Hashem came from Sinai. Vezarach mi Seir Lamo. He came from Seir. Hofei mi Har Paran. He came from Har Paran. V'yasam mirivos kodesh. He approached mirivos kodesh. Mimino esh das lamo. You have lightning flashing from his right. Af chovev. So we have some appearance by Hashem here. Af chovev amim. So Hashem love is what the lover of the people. Kol kedoshav biyodecha. They are holy in your hand. Heim tuku l'raglecha. They follow your footsteps. Yisam mitabrasecha. They accept your pronouncement. So Hashem appears, right, from Seir, from Har Paran, and your followers accept your pronouncements. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Barashah Kilas Yaakov. Moshe commanded us with the Torah, which is a heritage for the congregation of Yaakov. Vayhi Bishurun Melech, then he became the king of in Yeshurun. Bisaseif Rosh Hayam, when the heads of the people assembled. Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, the tribes of Israel together. Okay, so what do you think this describes, these first five psukim? What does this describe? Does it describe anything, or?
Har Sinai.
I see, right. It seems to describe Har Sinai. Now, it's interesting. It says Hashem came from Sinai, and now he also comes from Seir, and it describes probably what? Mamad Har Sinai, probably. This seems to describe Mamad Har Sinai. This describes something that Hashem did, right? That Hashem appeared. And it also says good things about Klal Yisrael, it seems. It seems Pasuk Gimel refers to them accepting the Torah, right? So this is like a mutual relationship, right? Hashem does things for us, we do things for Hashem. We'll get back to it a bit. Then we have all of the brachos. And then the very end, after, okay, and then the last few psukim, we say, ain kokel yeshurun, yeshurun. There's none like Hashem. Rochev shemayim bezrecho v'gavaso shchakim. He rides through the heavens to help you, through the skies in his majesty, Ma'ona, Elokei, Kedem. The ancient God is a refuge, Mitachas, Zros, Olam, a support are the arms everlasting. Hashem drives away the enemies, and he says, destroy. Vayishkon, Yisrael, Betach, and Bnei Yisrael dwell securely, Badad, Ein Yaakov, Alerish, Dagan, Visirosh, alone. Is Yaakov's land, a land of grain and wine. Af shamav yafrutal. There's also the heavens are dripping dew. Ashrecha Yisrael, happy is Yisrael. Mi kamocha, who is like you, Amnosha, by Hashem, people delivered by Hashem. Malgein Ezrecha, right? Hashem, you're their protecting shield. Vasher Cherev Gavosecha, that your sword is your gaiva, your triumph. V'kacha shu'oivecha loch, your enemy will come cringing before you, vata, al b'moseimo tidroch, and you will tread on their backs. So what is this? What do you think this describes here, these last few psukim?
Hashem is watching over us.
Hashem's watching over us, right? Let's be a little more precise, right? And what does he do?
Hashem is guarding you. You don't mind being badad.
Right. Hashem is protecting us, right? Hashem is protecting us. What's interesting is, I think it's more than, what is Hashem doing to our enemies?
This looks like Yimei HaMashiach.
Why do you say it's Yimei HaMashiach?
Because it's so far-reaching.
Why? In what way is it far-reaching?
It's saying this is what's going to happen in the future, but it's
what's going to happen?
Hashem is going to destroy our enemies. Okay. To protect. This is not just if you're going to contrast it with what you just started with. So this is the basis of everything with the Har Sinai, and the rest of it is our future.
The future where? Where is this future?
It must be in Eretz Yisrael.
It seems like it's the immediate future in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I think it might be. I'm not so sure. Or at least it's. Yeah, I think it's the immediate future. I mean, it could be a messianic era if it works. But it says Hashem is driving out the enemy from us. He's destroying the enemy, and we're dwelling securely. Now, if you notice, the first few psukim, the introduction is a little bit different than the closing, because the introduction is really mutual. We do for Hashem, Hashem does for us. The closing is only in one direction. We only mention Hashem's power. Hashem banishes the land's inhabitants and causes to settle on the land. And Moshe's blessings to the Shvatim, to the tribes, are situated between these two sections. Okay? So let's probe a little bit further. And let's sort of like go a little more in depth with this introduction, and then with the closing. So, why do you think we mention that Hashem not only comes from Sinai, which would seem to indicate Mamon Har Sinai, this is in Perek Lam Gimel Pasuk Beis, but it mentions Seir Har Paran. What do you think this mentions? Why does it mention Seir and Har Paran?
Esav and Ishmael.
Right. So Hashem. Right. So Seir is referring to Esav, presumably Har Paran. Refers to Yishmael. I think I have this here. Right. So that's Rashi. Rashi says, Vizarach me seir lamo. So, and why mention Esav and Yishmael?
He wanted everyone to get the fellow.
Really. Right, right. What's interesting, I just want to point out, there's really a side point, but it's an important side point. You know how like that cute medrash that said Hashem went to the other nations of the world and said, will you accept the Torah? They said, what's in it? You know, and Hashem told them, and they said no. So some people look at that as a cute medrash, and it's like, Chazal are teaching us, you know, trying to make us look good. The truth is, there is some biblical evidence that suggests that, which is right here. In other words, why does the Torah say that Hashem also came from Seir and from Har Paran? When Moshe is telling over the story of Mamon Har Sinai, he mentions Seir and Har Paran. And so that's where Chazal is getting this from, this idea that Hashem went to the other nations of the world. Seir lamo, Rashi, shepazach libnei Esav shekablu satar v'lo ratzu. Me'aparon shehalach shav, patach libnei Yishmael shekablu v'lo ratzu. That both Esav and Yishmael did not want to accept. So in other words, it's not simply something that was sort of like Chazal using creative license, and it's not the pshat. It might not be 100% the pshat, but it's not so clear that it's not the pshat, because Chazal sometimes work with the not just simply the psukim in front of them, but they're working with, you know, the entire Tanakh. They're working with other prakim, other parshios. So again, this is sort of telling to this is we're praising the Bnei Yisrael in the beginning of Vizosa Bracha. Moshe is praising the Bnei Yisrael because that we did better. Hashem didn't simply give us the Torah, but we did better than the other nations who did not accept the Torah. There's an interesting debate about Af Chovev Amim. The Rashbam says, right, let's look at this again in the text. It says, right? So it says Av Chovev Amim. So the lover of Amim. Who are the Amim? So the Rashbam, because the Am refers to probably other nations other than Klal Yisrael. So the Rashbam wants to say it's Gam Umo Sa'olam can go in Erev Rav Umina Umo Shinis Garu Baal LeKabel Torm Yisrael. So Gam Osam Chibim Akadosh Baruch Hu VeKiblam VeShachar Aleihem. So the Rashbam believes that because it says Av Chovev Amim, that God loves the nations, not just Klal Yisrael who accepted the Torah. So it must be that other nations accepted the Torah. Some nations converted. Some of them were the Erev Rav. Whereas Rashi has a different take. He says Av Chovev Amim. He says Gam Chiba Yisera Chiba Shvatim. He loved the Shvatim. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Kori Am. So he wants to say that that perhaps the tribes are also called an Am, and which is interesting because that's a segue to Moshe's blessing the Shvatim, right? In other words, that not only does the Kadosh Baruch Hu love the nation as a whole, but they love each tribe as its own Am, it has its own unique characteristics, and that's what Moshe is about to do. He's about to bless each tribe for their own unique characteristics. And then the rest of this pasuk of Av Chovev Amim Kol Kadoshav Biyadecha, right? All the holy people on your hands. So this refers to the tzaddikim and the tovim, that they all the righteous and the good people clung to you, right? And v'hem tukul raglecha, and v'hem mismatzim miskantim l'tachat tzilecha, and they want to go under your shadow. They want to be protected by you. Yisa midabrosecha. They accept your decrees and your religious practice, your religious laws with happiness. So again, according to this, HaKadosh Baruch Moshe is praising the B'nai Israel that the other nations did not accept the Torah, but we did and we were so excited about it. And we accept everything with love. And there's an interesting debate as to who is Vayhi Bishurun Melech. So there, I think there are at least in the Sefaria translation, Vayhi Bishur Melech is God, right? Because that's he puts the capital H, that God became the king. So the truth is there are three different explanations. There are probably more. I found three explanations.
But isn't Vayhi usually a negative connotation? Vayhi Bimei? So why would this refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu then? It's more of a negative.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they...
I think it's always a negative.
Right. Not always, but sometimes I guess it could be. Yeah, sometimes it is. Is it Vayhi Bimei or is it Vayhi? Yeah. To see. Yeah. Right. And I don't know. I don't really answer that question. So Melech. So one explanation, according to Ibn Ezra, the Melech is Moshe. That the king is Moshe. Sheshavu Rashi Amarat Mefarash Mipiv. So it's saying that when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, Moshe became like a king. Because he was for the other nations of the world, who are their kings? Their military leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu is a king. When does he become a king? When he gives over the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Hibishur Melech at that point in Mamre Sinai. Then Ibn Ezra at the end cites Rabbi Yehuda Levi, and he wants to say it's the Torah itself became king. Torah for us, the law, the halacha, that's our king. Like the intangible law we call the Torah is our king. And the Ramban says, like the Sfaria, or Sfaria followed the Ramban, that's a hint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a Melech al Yisrael, B'yosam, Yishar, V'desvu, Kol Rashi, V'chol Shifte Yisrael Yach. When everyone gathered together to accept the Torah together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a king. I've said this a number of times, you know, many, I think the Gross says this, the difference between a Melech and a Moshe. Moshe is you're a dictator, Melech is you are a king, meaning that your subjects accept you as king. That's why on tomorrow, the Shir Shayom is Hashem Malach Geus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a king, a melech, on the sixth day, because that's when man was created, because we have free will, we have intelligence, and we accept Hashem as king. And so the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the king when we accept his Torah. So we're clearly, in the introduction, we are clearly praising Klal Yisrael. We accept the Torah, and it's a time of divine kingship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes our king. And so that is sort of the introduction. With that introduction, Moshe is going through this key historical point of them leaving Egypt was to accept the Torah, to have this relationship. that we willingly accepted it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has this relationship with us. So now that Moshe is about to die, so he blesses every nation individually. And then the last section really talks about the settlement of the land. And again, the reason why, presumably, Yaakov doesn't do the same thing, we don't find a similar introduction or conclusion in Yaakov's blessing, because Moshe is now speaking to a nation that has accepted the Torah and that is on the cusp of entering Eretz Yisrael. And again, maybe it's referring to some future Messianic era, but I think it's the here and now. I think they're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. If you notice, look over here. Let's go to the very end of the blessing. And there's some fascinating words. Well, there's some unusual words, which you don't find these two words in many places, at least together. Pasuk Chav Zayin and Pasuk Chav Ches. The language of Vayigaresh Mipanecha, that he will drive out from you the enemy. And Vayishkon Yisrael Betach. So, and Klal Yisrael dwelled securely. You know where we find both the words Vayigaresh and Vayishkon? Anyone know where we find both the Lashon of Vayigaresh and Vayishkon, both of them? So, I'm going to tell you. I have to find it now. Hold on. If you go now to Parashas. Yes. So, if you look here in Parashas, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, the Torah says after Adam sinned, right? Then we're going to read about his sin soon. The pasuk says Vayigaresh es ha'Adam, that man was driven out from Gan Eden, Vayashken mikerem Gan Eden, and he lives, outside God. Vayashken mikerem Gan Eden sakruvim. So whose station now to guard? Not Adam, but the kruvim are now guarding Gan Eden. So what's happening? So originally, Adam was driven out of the land, Adam was driven out of the land. Which land? Eden. Now what's happening? The Bnei Yisrael, in a sense, are replacing Adam, and Eretz Yisrael is replacing Eden, because Hashem now is driving out the enemy, and Adam is returning. And this is not me speaking. This is, let's read the Ramban here. Okay? So the Ramban says the following. Ramban says, V'nasan Rabbi Yitzchak Tamlazeh. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, why do we mention the beginning of, right? That's the famous question. Why do we begin the Torah talking about, stories? Why don't we simply begin the Torah with what? With the first mitzvah. It's the very first Rashi. Ramban says, Ki yischila Torah b'breishis bara lakim, v'sipur kol inyan hayetzira ad b'riyas olam, that the Torah began telling the story of the creation, through the creation of man. V'shehim shilo b'masi adav v'chol shas tachas raglav. And he told that he granted man authority over all his creatures, and he placed everything under his feet. V'gad eden shehu mivchar ha-makomos ha-nivraim b'olam hazeh nase machon l'shifto. And Gad Eden, which was the choicest of all places that was created in this world, became the place for Adam to dwell, ad shegiresh oso cheto bisham, until sin drove him from there. Va'an shedor hamabul, and the people of the generation of the flood, bechetam, because of their sin, gorshu min olam kulo, they were also driven from the entire world. Va'at sadik behem levado nimlat hu banav, and there was one righteous person among them who escaped, he and his children. Vizaram chatam garam lahem lafitzam imkomos ulizerosam baratzos. And this righteous person, namely Noah, his children, eventually, or his descendants, eventually, their sin caused them to be scattered in many places and to scatter them amongst the lands. V'tavsu lahem hamakomos lemishpechosam begoyehem kefi shenizdam in lahem. And they grab places for their families according to their nationality as they come upon them. Imkein roihu is therefore, it seems, Kasher Yosef Agoy Lachto, what a nation continues to sin. Sheyovad Mimkomo, that he is, what is it? He's driven from his land. V'yavo goyacher l'resh tartzo. And another nation comes to inherit his land. Ki chen hu mishpat ha'olokim ba'aretz be'olam. Because this is essentially God's rule in this world. V'kol shekein, similarly, am ha'mesupar v'kasuf. And certainly, with that with respect, what the Torah says, ki Kanan mekulal v'nimkar le'eved olam, that Kanan is cursed and destined for eternal slavery. Ve'ena roi sheyirash mivchar mekomos ha'yishuv. And it's not fitting that Kanan or Kanan's descendants should inherit the choices of the inhabitable lands. Av Yeshua avdei Hashem, zera avo, but who should inherit it? The servants of Hashem, the descendants of who Hashem loves. Kinyan Shenem, as the pasuk says, Vayite Lahem Artzos Goyim Va'amal Leumim Yerashu Vavur Yishmeru Chukav V'Torasav Yinsoru. That's what the pasuk of Tehillim says, that Hashem gave them the lands of nations. They inherited the wealth of peoples that they might keep His laws and observe His teachings. Kolobar, what does that mean to say? Shegiresh Bisham Mordav, that He expelled from there those who rebelled against Him. V'hishkin bo ovdav, and He caused those who served Him to dwell in the land. Sheyedu ki bavodaso yinchaluha, that they should know that through His service they will inherit it. V'miyachdu lo, and if they sin to Him, against Him, taki osama aris, the land will spit them out. Kasher ka'as agoya shelifteihem, just as the land spit out the nation that was before them. In other words, Yaakov's bracha, to contrast, Yaakov's bracha is about the formation of a nation. By Moshe first, when he, at the end of his life, once there was Mamad Har Sinai, we accepted the Torah, and once we accepted the Torah, and once we are Avdei Hashem, Moshe concludes his bracha by saying, you know what we're doing now? We're returning to Gan Eden, as it were. We're returning to, in some sense, rectify the sin of Adam HaRishon. Right? Adam sinned. He was sent out of the land, of the choicest of the lands. So no longer is Adam, no longer is all of mankind God's chosen nation. So we have Bnei Yisrael, and they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They accept His Torah, and now they're ready to return. They don't return to Gan Eden, but they return to Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the whole, at least the way the Ramban understands it, that the whole Torah, everything's going first full circle. Adam sins, he leaves the choices of the lands, and eventually God chooses Avraham Avinu, and eventually Yitzhak and Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe reflects on that and reflects that because they accept the Torah, they're ready to reverse the sin of Gan Eden, which had them exiled. And now, as we finish the Torah, they're ready to return. And we hope, Eva, we hope it's the Messianic era. It is, as Mike points out, the immediate future. We hope it's the Messianic era. And unfortunately, in the VM, it wasn't to be, but that's the hope, that's the goal, as we conclude the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Any thoughts? That's any...